Hello and welcome to another episode of Cypherma Research Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the threat to undersea infrastructure, as reported on by the Cypherma research team. Cypherma combines cyber intelligence with attack surface discovery and digital risk protection to deliver early warning, personalized, contextual, outside-in, and multi-layered insights. We have built the next generation of AI-powered threat intelligence platform called External Threat Landscape Management, ETLM, to provide cyber defenders with the hacker's view to help clients prepare for impending attacks. Cypherma is headquartered in Singapore with offices in Japan, India, the US, and the EU. Customers include both governments as well as Fortune 500 companies across manufacturing, financial services, retail, industrial products, natural resources, and pharmaceutical industries. Let's talk about the threat to undersea infrastructure. A new concern is beginning to surface amid the now multi-month campaign by Iran-backed Houthi militants in Yemen to disrupt the vital Red Sea shipping corridor. The Houthis may target the numerous subsea cables that transport almost all of the data and financial communications between Europe and Asia. So far, the Houthi campaign has caused the biggest disruption to energy supplies and commercial shipping through the main choke point between the Indian Ocean and the Suez Canal. However, this new worry highlights how subsea infrastructure, and its possible vulnerability, is becoming important in the context of global security. In late December, an account linked to Yemen's Iran-backed Ansar Allah movement, the Houthis, posted on Telegram what appeared to be threats against the dozen-odd fiber-optic cables that squeeze through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, west of Yemen. The nebulous threats were echoed and amplified by accounts linked to other Iran-backed militants, including Hezbollah and other Iran-backed militants. At the time, many analysts dismissed the threat as bluffing, as the Houthis are not known to possess technological means to disrupt the undersea cables. But a few weeks later, in the very area where the Houthis operate, several undersea data cables were apparently severed. This episode was a dramatic reminder of how important data connectivity is in today's world, and how little it takes to disrupt it. Most analysts believe that the more unlikely explanation is that it was the result of the Houthi attacks on the British merchant ship Rubimar. The Houthis hit the ship, whereupon the crew had to abandon it. Before doing so, they attempted to limit the ship's uncontrolled movement across the sea by dropping anchor. This did not work completely, and the ship drifted through the Red Sea for several days with its anchor dropped, dragging over the seabed. Given how densely the narrow Red Sea is criss-crossed with cables, the likelihood of the anchor hitting a cable is high. Moreover, it was a large ship, so there could have been enough force for the anchor to cut the cable, even if the ship was only driven by wind or current. So, it's likely that the Houthis played a role in this, but it wasn't their intention. That being said, the incident reminded the world of the potential fragility and importance of undersea infrastructure. The internet is not just pictures, videos, and text. It's also business data, financial transactions, and, above all, communications of all kinds, including financial and military. Every country in the world depends on this communication highway. They are the arteries of globalization. Besides physical threats, there's always the risk of cyber or network attacks. By hacking into the network management systems that private companies use to manage data traffic passing through the cables, malicious actors could disrupt data flows. A nightmare scenario would involve a hacker gaining control or administrative rights of a network management system. At that point, they could discover physical vulnerabilities, disrupt or divert data traffic, or even execute a kill click, deleting the wavelengths used to transmit data. The potential for sabotage or espionage is quite clear, and according to reports, the security of many of the network management systems is not up to date. The well-publicized attacks on critical infrastructure like SolarWinds and Colonial Pipeline cyber attacks also expose the cyber vulnerabilities of the U.S. private sector with dramatic implications for national security. Moreover, in an effort to reduce costs, streamline operations, and enhance performance, submarine cable owners and operators are increasingly turning to remote network management systems to monitor and control their infrastructure. Since these systems nearly always need to be connected to the internet, they are vulnerable to ransomware organizations, hacktivists, state-sponsored adversaries, and other cyber threat actors. Therefore, pursuing expediency may come at a very high cost, since the security and resilience of the entire cable system are increasingly at risk from third-party vulnerabilities. A peek into that potential future happened in April 2022 when U.S. federal agents stopped a cyber attack against a Hawaii undersea cable operating system, which was made possible by a third-party credential leak. The 2020 breach of SolarWinds' Orion platform and the 2021 breach of Casilla's Virtual Systems Administrator product are two significant cyber attacks that have recently taken advantage of flaws in remote management systems or comparable products. These attacks draw attention to the dangers of using third parties, particularly when the affected goods have privileged access to consumer networks. Although their threat cannot be dismissed, non-state actors will probably be less likely and less capable of causing harm to the networks and operating systems that submarine cables depend on. Accidental damage caused by fishing boats or ship anchors will continue to be less common but less likely occurrences. However, the physical infrastructure is always at risk to highly capable state-sponsored actors, and the same goes for the cyber threat to the management systems. To read the full report, please visit cypherma.com/blog. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast, and we will see you soon with another research topic. This is the Cypherma research team signing off.